First, Wisconsin voters will elect a new state Supreme Court justice tomorrow. It'll either be Lisa Neubauer or Brian Hagedorn, both state appeals court judges right now. The winner gets a 10-year term on the bench, taking the place of Justice Shirley Abrahamson, who's not seeking re-election. The race is getting attention not only here in Wisconsin, but outside the state, with national groups spending on behalf of both candidates. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, the AP reported a few days ago that Judge Neubauer raised more than $1.7 million to Hagedorn's $1.3 million. That's through about mid-March, so money's still probably coming in. From a long perspective, Laurel, do we have an idea of how this fits into past Supreme Court races here in the state?
We do know that I don't have a direct, you know, comparison for you, say, from the last state Supreme Court race in terms of the amount of spending, but we do know that these races have been getting increasingly more expensive, as we see kind of broadly in politics, and that they're becoming more partisan in their focus, which, of course, does amp up some of the money being funneled in. I think there's kind of a correlation there.
And again, and we've talked about this again and again, but this is technically a nonpartisan seat, a nonpartisan race, and yet, right, Laurel?
Right. You know, this has been a huge theme in this race, with both of the candidates saying that they're going to be fair and impartial judges, and they're pointing to each other saying, well, I'm going to be fair and impartial, but you're not going to, and sort of pointing out any partisan affiliations that the other might have, the support that they're getting from various groups, their kind of personal history, and what that might mean for how they're going to act if they're elected to the bench.
Now, if I'm reading the numbers right, those numbers I just said were what their actual campaigns had raised. That's just part of the story. There's also outside spending in the race. What kind of players are we seeing spending on either side?
Well, we know that the Republican State Leadership Committee has given a fair amount of money to Hagedorn, a group that a lot of folks are probably pretty familiar with. Americans for Prosperity has spent upwards of $100,000 on mailers for Hagedorn. Interestingly, there have been some high-profile groups that have sat out this race that tend to back the candidate that conservatives get behind in these Supreme Court races. The Wisconsin Realtors Association actually asked for Hagedorn to return some money to him, to them, after some of the letters came out and blog posts that Hagedorn wrote earlier on during his law school education. So that's kind of an interesting note on a group that wasn't involved in this race. On the other side, Eric Holder's group, the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, has spent quite a bit of money on Lisa Neubauer. They've pledged about $350,000, I believe, to support her campaign.
So again, neither candidate says, I am the Republican candidate, I am the Democratic candidate, but groups with Republican and Democrat in their names definitely see them through that lens.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And that's kind of how these partisan affiliations get a little bit fleshed out, is how which groups are deciding which candidate they want to support, sort of the things that they're pulling out and pointing to in terms of judicial philosophy and the background of these candidates.
Talking to Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, about Election Day tomorrow, the race for Wisconsin's State Supreme Court. Judges Brian Hagedorn and Lisa Neubauer both on that ballot tomorrow. Laurel, what do we know about the general turnout in this kind of race? This is the only statewide race on the ballot. There are lots of local elections, too. This isn't your presidential turnout kind of scenario.
No, it's not. We're not expecting particularly good turnout for this race. I think turnout for this type of election in the past normally hovers around kind of the high teens and 20s. For presidential elections, we're more around 70%. So obviously not as many people heading to the polls tomorrow. However, we have seen upticks in turnout over the past several years. So hopefully people kind of keep up with that trend. And even though this is a lower turnout race, we'll see more than we have in previous years. And I think it could be interesting to see how much this message of, this kind of contributing to the potential balance of the court changing, that message has been sent particularly by liberals as this race has evolved. And so I'm interested in seeing if that message has resonated and sort of really clicked with voters, and that this is an important election for the future of court in the state.
Let's talk about that balance. What is the current state of affairs on the court?
So the current balance of the court is 4-3 with a majority of conservative affiliated judges. So what happens in this case, the justice that's being replaced is Justice Shirley Abrahamson, who is affiliated with liberals. So if the liberal-backed candidate, Lisa Neubauer, wins, that balance stays the same. If Brian Hagedorn wins, the balance shifts from 4-3 to 5-2. What is particularly compelling to folks as they've talked about this race is this could set up the next Supreme Court race in 2020 to shift the balance to liberals if Neubauer does win. And liberals haven't had control of the state Supreme Court since 2008.
And that is the election, correct me if I'm wrong, Laurel, that would fall on the same day as the presidential primary here in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Which if there's an incumbent Republican running unchallenged and a whole bunch of Democrats, people are looking at that and saying that could be an advantage. If there's a huge Democratic turnout for that primary, that could have an effect on that potentially pivotal state Supreme Court race next year.
Absolutely. So this would be the race to reelect or replace Justice Daniel Kelly, who was appointed by Governor Scott Walker. He's a conservative justice. And you're absolutely right. People are talking about the effect of presidential turnout on that state Supreme Court race in 2020. Democrats tend to turn out in stronger numbers and higher numbers for presidential elections in particular. So folks are saying that that could be a good race for the liberal candidate, whoever that candidate ends up being in the final round there.
All right, we'll watch that tomorrow. Laurel, in our last couple of minutes, I see you've been following some of the latest twists and turns and challenges, legal challenges to lame duck legislation back in December. Some of these things might end up before whoever's elected tomorrow.
Absolutely.
What are you watching right now? You go on and do a radio show and you miss the latest that's happening.
Right. So what's happening right now is Republican lawmakers and the governor are continuing this battle over about 15 Walker appointees that the governor appointed and lawmakers confirmed during December's lame duck session. Essentially, lawmakers and the governor disagree over what a state appellate court ruling means for these 15 Walker appointees. Governor Evers says that there's nobody in these jobs right now because he hasn't appointed anyone to them. Republican lawmakers say the court ruling means that Walker's appointment still stands. So we've had quite a lot of back and forth about this. Today, the latest development is Republican lawmakers are asking that state appellate court to force Governor Evers to recognize these Walker appointments.
And these appointments, so they go back to this lame duck session. Governor Walker had made, 80-some appointments. The mm-hmm. state Senate approved them. One of the handful of lawsuits in various courts said it all never happened. They challenged the legality, the constitutionality of the extraordinary session. A judge ruled initially with them, right? They said, yep, mm-hmm. never happened.
Yep, that's right. And that's how Governor Evers came to get the idea that he wanted to replace these 82 Walker appointments because all of the appointments were struck down by a Dane County court. However, this appellate court has put a hold on the Dane County court ruling. So it's just it's going back and forth, and Republican lawmakers and the governor aren't on the same page in terms of what appointments are in effect and what aren't and sort of who has the authority to fill these jobs.
And theoretically, if that appeals court rules with Republicans, then the governor could appeal that again. Is that, ultimately going to the state Supreme Court?
Absolutely. I think it's inevitable that this is going to end up before the state Supreme Court. Whoever prevails in the appellate court is, whoever doesn't prevail, rather, is certainly going to appeal this to the state Supreme Court. So it's just a matter of time. And it is interesting to see, obviously the election tomorrow is going to determine who's sitting on that court and who's going to hear these arguments.
And so there was some talk about whether the new Democratic governor and the Republican legislature would be able to work together, at least with this back and forth. These are some roadblocks to bipartisan cooperation, it seems like, Laurel.
It's definitely not a harmonious sort of relationship that's being fostered and happening in the Capitol right now. This has been a really big focus of energy and action in the Capitol over the past couple weeks, all of these various lame duck decisions and how they're playing out. And meanwhile, the state is moving forward with the next state budget. Lawmakers are going to have hearings this week where they ask questions of the Evers administration on various budget proposals, how much money they need, how much money they're asking for. And so it is interesting to see these kind of high-profile clashes happening alongside the budget negotiations as everybody's talking about the need for bipartisanship there.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Laurel White, WPR's State Capitol reporter. She joined us to talk about tomorrow's election for state Supreme Court justice and the money that's flowed into the race and some other issues going on in state government now. You can do some last-minute studying up for Election Day at wisconsinvote.org, read news stories about the campaign, candidate bios, and check out interviews with Judge Brian Hagedorn and Judge Lisa Neubauer. Again, that's wisconsinvote.org.